The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, Helen Vaughan is with us, our resident psychotherapist, the owner of Maynooth Counselling and Psychotherapy. But she's treading a little bit in Charlie Weston's toes today because she's going to be talking to us about issues of personal finance. But Helen, it's not something that Charlie would really talk to us about, the psychological impact of uncertain financial circumstances. How often do you find with people that this is a major source of stress for them?
I think this is a huge source of stress within the current pandemic, because obviously, you know, there's the immediate stuff with health and safety and all that. But I think either quietly in the background or loudly in the background for a lot of people is either, you know, some people, their wages have been cut. Obviously, people have lost jobs. Some people are business owners. So there's the headache of trying to keep your business alive while obviously there's a huge downturn going on. So I wonder if there's anyone who isn't impacted financially by this, you know, the amount of people that are on the PUP and stuff like that. I feel like everyone is impacted to some degree, some more than others. But I think it causes huge stress, particularly for people who feel maybe it's out of their control, or that they don't know, or, you know, that they don't know what to do about it, or they can't figure out what they can control within it. Like, you know, I'm sure if you own a pub that hasn't opened yet, there's huge frustration there, because obviously you've probably had no revenue for the past 5 months. And, you know, I would say obviously they're at the more extreme end. Some businesses have reopened, so they're doing maybe less trade than they used to. Some in Kildare, Leash and Offaly have had to close again after opening again. You know, so there's such a range of issues in there. And psychologically, I think it's something that hugely impacts people, but they don't often ask to or think to ask for help or talk about it or kind of seek mental health help as well as financial help, if you know what I mean.
Helen, one of the things that you've mentioned on many occasions to us throughout the COVID-19 shutdown has been this issue of, when it comes to your mental health, controlling the controllables. But the issue, I think, for many people when it comes to money is that it's outside of their control, that they're not actually anymore in control of the amount of income that they have coming in.
Which is true to a large degree, but I guess you can control some things within, you know, if it's a business or you work for yourself, can you cut your costs? You know, can you seek help? I personally did a course with the local enterprise office about lean thinking, I think it's called, where basically you make your business leaner. So they were coming up with ways that you could cut your costs, spend less, do more for less and stuff like this. You know, that I was kind of like, this probably isn't relevant to me, but actually I got a huge amount out of it. You know, so there's a lot of things that you can control if you seek help, support. The local enterprise office, I find, have been amazing through this.
But Helen,
because they've
that's
got a lot
really
of low-cost training and stuff.
But that's for a business. What about for an individual? Because yes, you know, a lot of people struggle to actually control their spending, or they have an awful lot of things that they regard as essential and very little money left over for non-essential stuff, which they might be able to cut back.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, it's probably the same principles, but just obviously a different model if you're an employee or you've lost your job. You know, I was talking to someone over the weekend who's lost their job and they currently have a pension and health insurance. And they were like, I'm going to have to pick and choose of which of those I keep on. You know, so I guess for anyone, it's thinking about, well, what can I change in terms of my incomings and my outgoings? What can I cut down? You know, if I've got less coming in, I need less going out. So obviously your luxury stuff will go, holidays might go, but stuff like, you know, do you choose between your pension and your health insurance for the few months that it's going on? You know, and can you talk to someone who offers financial advice like Charlie Weston or someone like that, that knows a lot more about the financial side of it than I do? But, you know, it's reaching out for help, whether that's Citizens Advice or MABS if you need mortgage support, or, you know, therapy if you need psychological support. It's figuring out what support do you need and reaching out for it, rather than, you know, internalizing this stress and letting yourself get more and more anxious and down and depressed about it without sort of talking about it or naming what's happening for you.
There are a lot of people I know don't even have a pension contribution to make at present, even before the COVID-19, may not have health insurance. I think only about half the people of the country might have either. So they may not be in a position to let things go. How useful might it be, even just from a psychological point of view, just to write out lists of what it is that you're spending your money on, and then actually categorising what is essential and what is non-essential? Or is that the type of thing which could actually create even more stress for some people when the enormity of their spending patterns becomes clear to them?
Well, but do they need to face that in some ways and look, OK, what are you spending your money on? what there is essential, what can you cut down, you know, health insurance wise, can you move to a lower rate for a few months, you know, and maybe that's more a luxury item than it's sort of something that everybody has, you know, can your car, can you downgrade that, your mobile phone plan, you know, rent wise, can you ask for help? You know, I do think within the current pandemic that a lot of banks, landlords, you know, maybe a lot's overstating it, but there are some of those who are offering help and letting you pay less while we're in a, you know, financial downturn. That's actually of none of our creation. You know, it's not our fault, which I find kind of strangely comforting because it's not my fault. I didn't do this, but yet we're all impacted by it. So I do think listing out your incomings and your outgoings is hugely helpful because at least then you can get a sense of where is my money going and can I learn to control that? Can I, you know, make things cost less or cut a few things off the list or just figure out if I don't need, you know, new clothes or the kids' uniforms, although I suppose that's a necessity. But, you know, what can you kind of get somewhere cheaper for a while? Not go to the shop you usually go to, but go to somewhere that's cheaper. It's, you know, just trying to learn, can you control some of that spending?
Our resident psychotherapist, Helen Vaughan, is with us talking money instead of Charlie Weston doing so. But Helen, what does people's relationship with money actually tell us about them? Almost if you were building a sort of a psychological profile, because you might have at one extreme somebody who's tight and miserly, somebody who has a reputation for never buying a drink for anyone else and around. And at the other end, you might have somebody who's completely flahoolic, who is forever spending in the shops or going online in the dead of night and buying things they might not necessarily need or be able to afford. Can people's relationship with money tell a lot about their personality?
I have actually heard a theory that says how you relate to money says a lot about how you relate to yourself. So if you're generous with money, you're probably generous to yourself in terms of how you feel about yourself, your image, your kind of value on your own worth and that sort of thing. And if you're not, that you maybe you mightn't be as confident or as kind of, you know, if you're someone that wastes money, that might be what you feel about yourself. I don't know how true that is. I have seen it in clients and kind of used it to inform myself a little bit, you know, but I do think it's an interesting thing. And it's probably something to become skilled at is learning how to be good with money. If you're someone that spends too easily and maybe gets a hit or a kind of buzz off that, well, can you change that behavior and realize that maybe it's not that healthy and maybe not that helpful at the moment, particularly when we're all a bit broke, you know, that you maybe need to get your hit in some other way, like maybe helping people or doing something that's doesn't involve your money, you know, going through your fingers at times. But yeah, I have heard it said that it does, it can relate to how you feel about yourself as well.
And can also be the case that you get people who end up worrying, losing sleep because of somebody else's spending. Say if you're married to somebody who has a gambling problem, for example.
Yeah, that's a really tough one if you're with someone that has a gambling problem, because gambling is obviously, you know, not healthy. And it's usually indicative of other issues in the gambler's life, you know, that they're numbing some pain or something in their life, that they're getting the hit off the gambling or they're numbing themselves with that behavior to make up for other things that have happened in their lives, which can be worth them getting some help for and you hopefully trying to help them get help for. Not always easy, because once, you know, someone is in addiction, it can be really hard unless they want to get help to get through to them and kind of get that going on for them. But it's a really tough thing. And I guess it's something that you have to try to communicate your partner about and hopefully at least get some openness from them about how they're feeling and what they're doing and why they're doing it. And I would say reach out for support. You know, there's great organizations like Gamblers Anonymous and stuff like that that know kind of where to start with something like that and how to get help. And it can be someone who's in financial hardship that ends up gambling to try to make the money back, which again can lead to a whole, you know, a whole new set of issues and financial problems as well.
Yeah, and whenever you have financial problems, face up to them and deal with them before they get worse. But one final thing I want to ask you about, Helen Vaughan, given that you are the owner of Maynooth Counselling and Psychotherapy, you are in Kildare. And how are the people of Kildare reacting to the reimposition of the lockdown upon you and everybody else?
I think people are struggling with it. I think there's a sense, you know, that because it's only three counties in the whole country, that people feel a bit judged and obviously shocked and a bit angry about that, you know, that the sort of the mantra before that we're all in this together suddenly isn't, while the rest of the country is off having the crack, as you might see it, probably not really though, you know, that there's these three counties that are sort of locked in. And actually my practice has been remote since March because we had to close the doors when the schools closed, kind of demand fell off. So I'm actually operating remotely from Dublin, which is kind of cheating. But I do think people in Kildare are feeling a bit shocked and angry that a situation that they feel is probably beyond most of their control in terms of the meat factories, and they feel sort of blamed for that in some ways. But then, you know, from a psychological point of view, I'm trying to think of this whole pandemic as something that's kind of long term, and that many countries are probably going to come in and out of lockdowns, and that we need to kind of psychologically prepare for that and try not to be too angry and too frustrated if we're involved in a lockdown at the moment. You know, I do have a sense that Dublin may well be next because cases here are always fairly high, you know, and I think it's something that maybe we all need to adjust our headspace to, is to think that this is a long-term issue that we're probably going to be dealing with maybe for a year or two. And can we take it one day at a time? Are we feeling fatigued by the whole thing, which a lot of people are, which is fair enough as well. Can you kind of take it one day at a time and deal with what you have to do today and what you're allowed to do today, and try not to get too upset about what other people are doing or not allowed to do, you know, and sort of manage your expectations around what's happening.
Indeed.
And what's coming in the future, which a lot of us don't have control over, unfortunately.
Helen Vaughan, psychotherapist from Maynooth Counselling and Psychotherapy. Thank you for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.